bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, welcome to your Thursday installment. I know, I don't say that very often, do I? Of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 14th of September, 2017. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Microsoft, Windows, and privacy. Yeah, those kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Well, they're shaking it up once again when it comes to the privacy anyways. This all has to do with the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. Now, yes, they've been doing a lot of tweaking in their privacy controls, but now they're tweaking them a little bit more. This update, however, though, is focusing more on third-party than just Windows itself. Now, when it comes to Windows Store applications, they require permission to access, say, your microphone, your calendar, contacts, you know, you get the idea. Except when it comes to your location. No. You can actually tell it if you want it to know your location or not. The nice thing we're seeing about this, though, is access can actually be revoked. Yes, you still have the power. The only problem is, though, is the model you have is opting out of giving applications access rather than opting in. That's really all you got. Also, we're seeing that installing the update, existing applications will retain their permissions, but any new apps installed from the Windows Store will require access to be enabled. All in all, it looks like Microsoft is making privacy information easier to be seen in the Windows install process. However, though, you're still going to have to do some tinkering yourself to actually turn stuff on and off. Can't all be easy, can it now? Did you know that Facebook is testing a standalone video application? Well, actually, they've been testing this thing out since July, but now it's in the wild. The video chat app is called Bonfire, and appears you can only find it right now in the Danish Apple App Store. I know, of all places. Now, from what we can see of this app, it's very similar to the video chat app House Party. And personally, I don't know what the hell House Party is. Nonetheless, the app lets you not only hold video chats with multiple people at once, but you can also apply, yes, you guessed it, Snapchat-like effects. Then, of course, you can share those pictures on Facebook, Instagram, and even Messenger. As far as how your friends will know they'll be on board a group chat, they'll get a notification in Messenger, and then once they join, formats can be switched between everyone getting equal screen space, or you can actually prioritize one person that's talking. Yeah, very much like Google Hangouts. Now, I was going to try and make the podcast Apple-free today. Couldn't quite get away with it. No, it has nothing to do with the iPhone 10 or the 8 or any other stuff they announced yesterday. It's what they didn't announce. And let me put it to you this way. If you've been in the market for an iPad Pro, I sure hope you got it 48 hours ago. That's because Apple, yeah, they increased the prices on both iPad Pros by $50. And if you're thinking, well, it must be a new iPad. No, it's not. It's the same iPad that Apple launched in June. Just cost you $50 more now. Yes, the 10.5-inch iPad Pro, 256 gigabytes of storage, costs $799. It used to be $749. And the 12.9-inch model, yeah, that'll cost you $949 now. Amazingly enough, though, the entry-level iPad Pro models like 64 gigabytes of storage, they're actually the same price. So if you don't need a lot of storage and you were thinking about getting an iPad, you might want to get one now. These are liable to go up any day. And finally, musical conductors. Yes, I'm talking about the ones that stand at their back to the audience and they think they're so great, when really it's everybody else on the stage doing all the work. Well, in any case, they might be replaced soon, thanks to robots. Yes, for the first time, a robot has actually conducted the world-renowned Luca Philharmonic Orchestra. The robotic maestro, called Yumi, I believe is how you say it, was actually designed by a Swiss firm. And looking at the video, which, by the way, you can see on YouTube, just Google Yumi Maestro, you should be able to get right on it there. You'll notice that the movement's quite fluid. In fact, one of the orchestra's residents said that everything was perfect, especially the length and the speed of the gesture, which I guess is supposed to be very, very important. So, don't be surprised the next time you take an evening, go watch a Philharmonic Orchestra, and you see a robot at the front of the stage. At least you won't have to put up with the attitude or the sweat. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for the blog. Great blog post over there, by the way, from Mr. Paul Wright, all talking about the new iPhone 10 and other little things that were announced at the Apple event the other day. Also, you can get links to all of our social media sites over there, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. Do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen on Friday and over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.